This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. A state lawmaker has filed two bills to make changes in retirement rules for state employees and elected officials. Representative Alan Kerr says the bills are in response to revelations this year that some elected officials and employees took themselves off the payroll, then later returned to their jobs and collected both a pension and their salary. Kerr says that one bill would clarify that when an employee terminates employment, it means the worker's employment has ended and the employee no longer performs any services for the employer. Kerr says the second bill would end the practice of giving elected city and county officials 2 years of credit in the retirement system for every 1 year they work. The bill would not apply to currently elected officials. Pangburn Police Chief Harold Glenn says recently re-elected Mayor James Williams has asked him and two other officers to resign. But Glenn says they're not going to step down. Glenn in November lost a runoff for mayor against Williams. He said Williams asked him to run before deciding to seek re-election himself. Independence County authorities say they're looking for an Independence County prisoner who walked off work detail at the county's recycling center. Deputy Fred Fryer says 37-year-old Johnny Gamble was discovered missing Monday afternoon. Gamble is described as a white male, 6 feet tall, with brown eyes, very little hair, and wears glasses. He was last seen in the county-issued orange jail uniform and faded brown coveralls. If you know of Gamble's whereabouts, call the Independence County Sheriff's Department. Also, an Independence County man has now been missing for 3 weeks. Sergeant Mike Monday says 29-year-old Ronnie Russell was reported missing by his family after he went into the wooded area in a depressed state of mind. Monday said police searched that area but did not find him. If you have any information concerning the whereabouts of Ronnie Russell, who's been missing since November 11th, contact the Independence County Sheriff's Department and ask for Sergeant Mike Monday.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
The U.S. Army unveils a revamped approach to basic training today at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Instead of five-mile runs and bayonet drills, new recruits will work on core strength, injury prevention, and healthy eating. In the mess halls, milk and juice dispensers will replace soda fountains, and whole grain will be substituted for white bread and pasta. For nearly 2 million Americans who've been on unemployment for 99 weeks, the end of the line is near. Their benefits will end this month unless Congress changes its mind and approves another extension. Fiscal conservatives in Congress are concerned about adding to the $13.8 trillion national debt. Lowe's is recalling some 11 million blinds and Roman shades because of concerns that children could strangle on the cords of the products. The recall involves all styles and sizes of Roman shades and roll-up blinds sold by Lowe's. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says two children became entangled in the exposed cord on the backside of Roman shades while looking out the window. Sharp County Judge Larry Brown says the bridge at Mockingbird Road and Red Barn Road will be closed until further notice as of today. Judge Brown says reconstruction work is going on in that area. The annual West Elementary Magnet School Dance has been set for tomorrow, December 2nd, and again on Thursday, December 9th at UACCB's Independence Hall. The show is entitled Rockin' Christmas. It'll feature kindergarten through second grade students on December 2nd and third through sixth grade students on December 9th. The public is invited to the show, of course. The program will be under the direction of dance instructor Danielle Green, who told me just recently she is teaching 527 students dance in grades K through 6th. Now that's a handful of students, and that brings you right up to date. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.